Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us on the line right now, Stephen Moore, who is an economist at the Heritage Foundation, to talk about what happened last Friday. You know, did you get the number of that bus that ran over the health care plan? And let me start out, Steve, by quoting the President of the United States from the Twitter machine this weekend. He says, Democrats are smiling in D.C. that the Freedom Caucus and the help of Club for Growth and Heritage have saved Planned Parenthood and Obamacare. So it's you folks at Heritage, apparently.
Well, look, I absolutely don't agree with that. I work at Heritage yeah. and work with my a lot of my friends in the Freedom Caucus. I think they made a very strong point from the very beginning that, you know, the Republican promise for 7 years now through three or four elections has been to eliminate Obamacare, and this bill didn't do it. And the defects of the bill were significant enough that there's just too many conservatives that wouldn't go along with it. Now, does this defeat sting? No question about it. I mean, we're all so frustrated right now. But I just want to tell you this, Brian and Mary. I think there's still a very high likelihood. I would put the likelihood at 80-90% that Obamacare is going to be repealed before the end of this year.
There's really?
No question about it. It was one of the central.
What will be the impetus of that, and how will that take place?
Well, I think there has to be more negotiations. I think they have to figure out a way to accommodate, the moderates and the conservatives. You got to get to 218. But there has to be I'll give you an example. Why don't they just pass a bill that repeals Obamacare and basically says, you know, by some date certain, say January 1, 2020, Obamacare is gone. And then you've got 2 years so that the insurance markets can adjust. The whole system goes away. But you have, you know, it fulfills the promises that were made to the voters, but it doesn't cause, you know, premiums to skyrocket between now and then. So something like that, I think, could pass. I think that's what they should have done in the first place. But there will be a negotiated settlement here, I'm sure of it. And I think it's going to be something we as conservatives are going to be very happy with.
Isn't it better to get something, if each faction had gotten a little bit of something, which from what I understand is what this bill did. So nobody was totally happy, but each group, each faction of the Republican Party got a little bit of something. Why is that not better than getting nothing?
Well, I think there's something to that, no question about it. But, you know, I think that there was such a frustration among conservatives. Those are the ones that I was working with and Heritage and, Freedom Caucus folks were working with, that where I think where this was failed, where it broke down, was the House leadership came out with the plan. They released the plan before any of the conservatives had really ever seen it, you know, and all of a sudden that was the big mistake. They should have settled these differences behind closed doors, come out with a bill that sort of everybody could live with rather than air the dirty laundry right in public. And that's the reason, you know, you had all the liberals hated the bill, but then you had a lot of conservatives
right.
who didn't like it either. And that's why you looked at the approval ratings for that bill. It was only, less than 20% of Americans supported that bill. It's hard to get a majority to pass a bill where you get less than 20% of the voters.
They had to know that the media was going to tout, you know, Rand Paul running around Capitol Hill looking for the bill and where it was being hidden. They had to know that that was just bad optics from the get-go.
I think that's right. I think, I think the party needs to come together. They've got to get past the best bill they possibly can. There's no room for failure here. I mean, they failed on this vote. There's still plenty of time. Maybe you just need a little bit of time for people to relax and calm down and figure out a way to get 218. I think it's a disaster if Republicans go into the midterm elections without repealing Obamacare. I think they will lose their majorities mm-hmm. in the House and Senate if they don't get
it. I agree.
Done.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
Well, in a few moments, we're going to take your calls on who you think is to blame. And was it a favor that the Freedom Caucus provided for the American people, or was it a failure of leadership to get it across the goal line? Phone lines are open. Steve, so here's the thing now. We're going to turn to some court of tax reform, it appears. And a lot of people, I think you were among them, who thought maybe that should have been first anyway.
Well, you know, I hate the Monday morning quarterback, although I said this at the beginning. You know, go with tax reform first. Pass a bill that and do it. Try to get some Democrats aboard. Cut the business taxes. Maybe throw some infrastructure spending in there. I mean, there's no question at this point, Brian. You know, Donald Trump needs a victory. He needs a W here. He can get it. Again, you're not going to get everything you want, but you could do something that maybe you could get Democratic votes by throwing some infrastructure spending in. We have the highest business taxes in the world, right? Mm-hmm. We can't go on with companies like Canada and Ireland and China and Mexico essentially stealing our businesses because they're offering them much lower tax rates. We got to get the tax rates down on our businesses. This would not just apply to corporations, but every one of the 28 million small businesses in this country. You know, and liberals don't get this, but, you know, to have, you know, strong jobs, you have to have strong, healthy employers. And we're losing our businesses, folks. Every day, the siren alarm should be going off. We've lost Medtronic, Burger King, Walgreens wants to leave, Pfizer wants to leave, and they're telling us why they're leaving, because our taxes are higher than any other country in the world.
So along those lines, how do you feel about this unveiling of this new White House Office of American Innovation that will be led by Jared Kushner and be comprised of innovators in the country?
I love it. I mean, it's such an obvious thing. Why haven't we done this a long time ago? Why haven't we brought the best business leaders in our country to go through to figure out, A, how we can be more innovative in terms of government, B, how we can get rid of agencies that we don't need, the unbelievable amount of duplication, repetitiveness, and the thing. You know, literally the left hand of the government doesn't know what the right hand of the government does. You know, bring in the best and the brightest to figure out how to modernize our government. I mean, we have programs in the federal budget that have been around for 100 years that have no function whatsoever anymore. It is so frustrating. It's why, you know, what this is leading to, Mary, if we can get this to be a success, is this a big part of draining the swamp. And that was the closing argument Donald Trump made. And I got to tell you, I go around the country all the time. I was doing during the campaign and since then. And that is the number one kind of sense of resentment that Americans have, that Washington is dysfunctional, they're arrogant, they're too big and bureaucratic, that they that Americans send their money to Washington and none of it gets sent back to where it came from.
Yeah.
So this is the kind of thing I think that people will love.
All right, Steve, we're going to leave it right there. Steve Moore, economist from the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much
for joining us.
All right, see you guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.